Blog Talk Radio.
When a woman loves, she loves for real. When a woman loves, she loves for real. After I broke a heart about 1,000 times, she gave her life to me. With no regret, she followed me, and she, the girl she raised me, and I'm forever indebted. And I'm forever indebted to her cause. When a woman loves, she loves for real. When a woman loves, she for real. Oh, she filled my soul with the very touch of her hand. She really did, and she's got more faith in me. Beach got sand, and I like to tell her that I'm forever indebted to her cause. When a woman loves, she loves for real.
That's R. Kelly, When a Woman Loves. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the segment Bringing Sexy Back. This is your girl, Gail Delicious Johnson, the host with the most. And this evening, we have a guest that's going to come on a little later on. She hasn't gotten here yet. But just want to give a little shout-out to a few people. I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Rhea, up there in Chicago. My girl Rhea in Chicago, and I'm going to come back down a bit, and of course my guest co-host Jade is in the building, but she knows I'm already going to speak to her shortly. Then I want to go down to Alabama and say a good evening to Terry Lyles. That's authoress Terry Lyles, and I also want to say a shout out to my niece who listens to my show faithfully. Hey, darling, thank you for stopping by. And the day was such a beautiful day. I was out and about in it. Couldn't really believe it was so beautiful with all that snow after it snowed a few days. And I understand we're supposed to be getting some flurries sometime soon, but that's neither here nor there. As long as I woke up this morning, that's the most important thing. I'm so grateful for that. And, you know, hope a lot of people that didn't wake up rest in peace, you know, because tomorrow's not promised to anybody. If you got somebody you want to tell that you love, I suggest you do it today. You know, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. And today is Tina Marie's birthday. She would have been 57 years old, so I'm going to be playing some of her songs during the commercial times. May she continue to rest in peace. She was really a beautiful person and a beautiful singer as well. So we are going to, you know, play some of her songs as we get on with the show. And I'm going to bring in my guest co-host, Jade. She's the only one here with me at this particular time. Good evening, Jade, darling. How are you?
How are you, beautiful?
I am fantastic. Look like we're the only ones here, darling, you know.
Well, you know, we're not the only ones here because, you know, we got our listeners. So I want to say hi to everybody.
Yes, yes. We're the only one in the building, though.
Right, right. Absolutely. I got you.
Yeah, but you know, it's
fun.
Yeah, it's all good, you know, because these, you know, sometimes people have things that come up, you know, and they can't make it or whatever, but we're going to hang in here for, you know, a little while because I had spoken to you earlier and I had expressed, you know, that I was a little sleepy, so maybe this is a little blessing in disguise. You think?
Good thing.
So I can get into bed early, okay? And I want to give a shout-out to a young man that stopped by to unclog my furnace because I was without heat, you know, because the oil had ran out and I got some oil in it. It wasn't working, so he came by and unplugged that. Thank you, darling, you know, because it's always good to have friends, you know, and we used to work together when I worked at Washington Hospital Center. And he's also a friend of my boarder. So, you know, it's so good when you got friends that you can turn to that will do favors for you. Do you know that's because
Absolutely. Generally
it would cost me $195 to do what he did. And he, you know, didn't charge me a cent, you know, which is good because, you know, that $195 can go towards something else, you know.
Absolutely.
But, you know,
it'll come back to him.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And I did bless him with my latest book, Back to Zero. You know, so it wasn't all lost. And, you know, he was grateful for that. But I'm saying that to say, you know, if you have friends, you know, people who look out for you, keep them in your circle because, you know, people are dying every day. And it's always good to have a friend that you can call on to do something or to help you out of a bind because he did save me $195, and I do appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Know? So how does your day go today, Jade?
My day was beautiful. I enjoyed this weather because I'm getting tired of the snow. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, Lord, yes.
So
yes.
Just to feel that the warmness today was a blessing. And I enjoyed
Wasn't
that.
It? Mm-hmm. Girl, when I went out here today, I had on a little teeny jacket. That's just how nice it was to me. Because I really
Me too.
The sun was beaming down. It was just such a beautiful day.
Mm,
you know, isn't
wow.
God good? God is so good, you know. And I love that. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a beautiful day, and I hope that our listeners enjoyed today as well.
Yes, and hope you got out in this weather too, you know, because it was a good day to get out, you know. And I definitely got out. You know, my daughter came and picked me up, you know, because my little hoopty is still not operating, but that's all good, too, because I get around when I can, you know. And I am, you know, grateful and, you know, thankful that my daughter, you know, comes to my aid whenever I need her to take me somewhere, you know. So, you know, it's a good thing.
I know that's right.
Yeah, wherever I have a car and that, I still, you know, get around. But hopefully I'll get my car fixed soon. Let's just say soon. I'm not going to say when, but just soon.
Yeah, we can't be without no transportation.
Yeah, especially in Maryland, girl. You need a car just to go to the store. Even though there's a shopping center across the street from me, but I just don't feel like walking over there in this cold weather, you know. It's just too cold to walk over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but nonetheless, you know, I still get around and am able to do things, you know, so that's all good. And my grandson's birthday was February the 28th, and he came over yesterday. That boy, I think he's 21 or 22. But he is so beautiful, you know. He's growing up, and he's just such a beautiful child. So I saw him yesterday. That's my son's oldest child.
Oh, well, happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah. My niece's birthday was yesterday. She turned 27.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We have some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, it's it's all right, you know, because I love my grandkids, you know, watching them grow up and, you know, just having them there when I need them. Because all my grandkids are grown except for one. And then I have a great-grandson. Girl, he's a mess.
Oh, is this the one that we get the privilege of hearing at the end of the show?
Yes. And, you know, he did that on one take.
Oh.
He did that. I told him what to say, and he did it on one take. That boy is so intelligent. He is just so intelligent. We was watching television one day. You know the commercial for the Life Alert thing?
Mm-hmm.
We was watching that, so he turns to me and say, "Nana, you going to get a Life Alert?" So I looked at him and I said, "What?" He said it just like this. He said, "You going to get the Life Alert." And I just had to laugh because he must have thought I ain't heard him or whatever. So I said,
let me make it clear.
Yeah, so I said, "Why?" He said, "You know, in case of emergency." I said, "Boy, he is too much. And I remember when I had broke my ankle with my grandbaby, she was maybe about 3-4 years old, and I broke it in the driveway. So I was sitting on the ground, girl. I could not move. So she said, "Grandma, you fell down and can't get up." I couldn't do nothing but laugh, even the pain I was in. She just had that little cute voice. She said, "You want me to get you a pillow?" I said, "No, baby. I just want to get off this ground." I had to sit on the ground till the fire department came. They came. Then they said they had to wait for an ambulance to come. I mean, girl. Then I get the temporary cast on my leg and crutches because I had to go back to a regular doctor and get the cast put on. Came home from the hospital and fell down again with the crutches.
Oh, wow. Ow.
Girl, then I had got out, and then it seemed like for some reason I had to go to the bathroom every minute, seems like. Getting out the bed, I got out the bed, fell down. I just, that was one of the worst times of my life. Yes, it was. Well, I'm going to play a song by Tina Marie, and we're going to come back, and I might just be going to bed a little bit early tonight.
Well, happy birthday to Tina Marie.
Yeah, she was just some vanilla child, what they called her. Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm more than just a radio personality. I'm also a best-selling author of 5 published books, publisher, ghostwriter, poet, and a speaker. My latest book, a fast-paced, action-packed, drama-filled novel titled Back to Zero, is available. You can order your autographed copies of Back to Zero and any of my books from my website at www.deliciousbooks.webs.com/apps/webstore/. If you're looking to have your dreams come true in a book, look no further. I am the founder and owner of my own independent publishing company, JJ Publishing. JJ Publishing offers service to fit the new or seasoned author's budget. There are no hidden fees. I display a professional business attitude towards my client while treating them with dignity and respect. My mission is to make the first-time author as well as the seasoned author's use of JJ Publishing services a most beneficial and memorable experience. Back to Zero is selling out fast. Don't be left out. Go to my website. Again, that address is www.deliciousbooks.webs.com/APPS/WEBSTORE/. After you make your purchase, check out my website. I thank you all in advance.
I most definitely do. I do appreciate you guys who purchased my book. I love you for that. And I'm going to be releasing another book sometime before this summer. And I'm just going to be releasing books because that's what I do. I write. Okay. Yeah, so we're back. That was Tina Marie, Dear Lover. May she continue to rest in peace. She was just such a gifted singer, you know, very gifted. But, you know, she's gone, and that's life, and that's death. So we're getting down to the wire because, like I said, I'm going to shut the show down a little early tonight, guys, because I am very tired. I am exhausted. I am just exhausted, and I'm going to give our guests a little while, you know, a little while to get in the building, if, you know, at least by 10. And if she's not here, I'm going to, you know, say goodnight to everybody, you know. And I do
I know
apologize.
That's right.
Yeah, I do apologize,
listen,
but, you know, things.
You also get tired tonight. We can tell you a little sleepy because you keep saying 10 and you're giving her to 11.
Did I say it again?
You did.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Lord have mercy, help me, please. That just goes to show I am exhausted. I meant until 11. Thank you, Jay, darling. Until 11,
oh,
I don't
welcome.
Know.
I said she is
tired. Yes, I am. And I just, you know, I'm kind of glad that I'm feeling this way because lately I have been going to bed at 3, 4, and 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, so I'm kind of glad that I am feeling this way so I can get into bed early, you know, get my rest and get up, you know, and do things I have to
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm glad that
our bodies tell us to. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
that's a good thing,
right.
too. Sometimes if we be feeling like I'm going to keep on going, our bodies say, no, you're not. Time to shut down.
Yes. Yes, so, you know, that's just, you know, and God is watching over me. He knows
absolutely.
What's best for me, you know. So this is just, you know, his way of telling me, Gail, you really don't need a show tonight. You need to get your butt in that bed, you know. So that's what I'm going to do because I feel... You know, and like I think I had, you know, broken my regular routine of rest by going to bed the hours that I had been going, you know, 3, 4, and 5 o'clock in the morning and getting up. Well, sometimes I may wake up about 8 o'clock, but I won't get out of the bed till maybe about 1 or 2, you know. So that's not really good. You know, even the point I'm getting my rest, but I need to be going to bed earlier than the hours that I had been going. I had been praying on that as well, you know, to switch my schedule up. And like this, obviously, is going to start tonight because, like I said, we only have about 6 minutes to go before the 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. She got it. She got it.
Yeah, before it be 11 o'clock, then I'm going to turn in. But, you know, I always appreciate you guys when you come out. And, you know, I'm sorry I had to cut the show short. But, and I'm quite sure you out there understand, because I'm quite sure
you
get in that situation, you know, tired to the point where you sometimes you may even become frustrated or angry when you're so tired. And I really don't want to get that tired that I'm frustrated and angry, you know, because I don't want to go to bed angry or, you know, being frustrated, because that's when the nightmares set in and, you know, all that crazy stuff. But, you know, I do appreciate you for stopping by. And I'm just sorry that, you know, my guest, she may have had something to do at the last minute or whatever. But, you know, hopefully we can reschedule her again. And
She's a very good speaker, you know, just to let you guys know. She is a good speaker, and she does have a lot to offer as far as communication and everything.
Right. So, you know, like I said, we'll, you know, like probably have to do this again. And by the way, if anybody's out there listening who would like to be a guest on, you know, on Delicious Talk, feel free to, you know, email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com, you know, and
Because I think that sometimes what happens to people is when they hear, like somebody might hear Delicious Talk and think, oh, it's just about sex or you know, something explicit or essential. But we talk about everything on Delicious Talk.
Right, because
so
I studied matter. It's sometimes sexual, but it's not limited to other social topics. You know, we discuss relationships, current events, issues relevant to everyday life. You know, those are the things that we discuss over here. It's not all about sex. If you are a sex therapist or a relationship coach or a person that likes to give out information as far as you, if you're an entrepreneur or you're an author or whatever, you know, you can come on Delicious Bringing Sexy Back. It's not geared just to sex, you know. But, you know, from time to time, we will have conversations dealing with sex. But, you know, it doesn't stop there. So don't be afraid to call in, you know, or to want to be on the show. Because just like I had mentioned, if you're author, entrepreneur, singer, rapper, or whatever, you know, you want to get your business out there, this is the place to get it out there, because, you know, it's no charge to be a guest on my show, even though some shows will charge you to come on and be a guest. You can advertise and be exposed on my show free of charge. You see what I'm saying? So if it's anything that you want to get your business out there, your book out there, your singing career out there, whatever, this is the place to do it, you know. And,
Right,
you know, because, like I said, some of these stations charge you. And I'm not knocking them for that, because it might be a day that I might charge you. But right now, I'm not, you know. So you can come on and, like I said, just email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com and put in the subject line, guest, you know, so put in a subject line, topic, or guest, because if you've something you want to talk about, we'll do that too. But, yeah, so it's about 1 minute to 11, and I'm going to be saying my good nights to you guys, and, you know, hope to see you guys back here. Well, I'll be here Friday for Open Topic. That's this Friday at 11 p.m., so if you got anything on your chest, if you got anything on your chest you want to get off, it's going to be about you, your listening audience. Or, you know, we can start up a topic. You can call and express how you feel or leave a comment or, you know, ask questions. But this is this Friday at 11 p.m., Open Topic, and nothing. We're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. So that's this Friday at 11 p.m. And also tomorrow night I'm going to be over there at Jade's Erotic Talk Radio at 9 p.m. And we're going to have to Dino over there. He's going to be discussing foot fetishes, so you don't want to miss that. That's tomorrow at 9 o'clock over there on Erotic Talk Radio.
All
and,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward
and
to that.
Right. I can't wait for that. You know, and, you know, like we're here every Wednesday, you know, it's for 10:30, and Sunday I'm over there at Gail's Blues Joint. You don't want to miss that, playing the blues and sassy music at 7 p.m. That's every Sunday. And every last Friday of the month I have my musical show where I play music from the 50s on up, slow jams, house music, happy hour, you know, or whatever. But that's what's going on at Delicious Talk, because my show has different segments, but it's all under Delicious Talk. And everybody, thank you so much, you know, and I'm sorry I had to cut the show short, but, you know, it's a reason for everything, and I truly believe that things don't happen coincidentally, you know, so.
Uh-huh.
Right, so
I believe
you
that
guys.
Too.
Right. It's definitely, you know, there are reasons why things happen in this, you know, like I said, I was just so tired. So, you know, I love you guys. Take care. Good night. Good night, Jade. Thank you, darling.
Good night, Miss Delicious. Good night, everybody.
My Nana got the best radio show on the internet.